I've passed 3 certification exams using IT Pro TV, and I'm taking my 4th on Monday. I love you guys.
You guys are great. I've passed the Microsoft 7410 and the first Cisco CCNA exam because of your videos, and I plan on doing the same with 7411 and the second Cisco CCNA exam.
You guys are doing an outstanding job. Keep up the great work. Thank you for making complex technical topics easily understandable.
Thank you for bringing fun back to learning IT-related topics.
These are real quotes from actual IT Pro TV members. I'm Dom Pizzette, one of the trainers here at IT Pro TV, and I'd love to show you how we can impact your life too. Whether you're looking to advance your career with new IT certifications or simply want to stay up to date on the latest in the world of technology, we've got you covered. Check out itpro.tv/blogtalk to upgrade your brain with the most popular IT certifications. Try it free for 7 days when you sign up with our code ITPRO30 to check out our courses, live stream, and more. You'll also receive 30% off the lifetime of your account. That's itpro.tv/blogtalk.
Hey, it's me, and I'm talking to you, PAM. That's right, the PAM is talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm also talking to you and you. And I hope you're listening, because I always got something good to talk about. Anyway, today, a good day, in the words of the immortal Ice Cube, today was a good day. All kind of bullshit going on, people saying all kind of dumb shit to each other. And then you got these other issues, relationships, damn, just stuff and stuff and more. Either way, I'm still talking to you. I'm also talking to you, and I'm talking to you. Tell me this. I'm thinking about how people like to try to make themselves useful. Yeah, I remember there was a time when my parents would say, make yourself useful. Like, make myself useful? I ain't useful? What do you mean? If I make myself useful, that opens me up so that somebody can use me, right? Oh, no? Okay, I get it. Their term, make yourself useful, was basically saying, get up and do something with yourself, other than just sitting around watching TV or whatever else you might have going on. I learned to make myself useful, and I began to do things to make myself useful. So I thought, I was making myself. And then when I got to be a grown woman, guess what? I'm still trying to make myself be useful. You know, it's kind of like we do women, you know, we get in these damn relationships. You know, we love our men. I'm not bashing. I'm not trashing. I'm just talking to you. Remember, PAM, I'm talking to you. So basically, I'm talking and saying, hey, I love you, so I'm going to, you know, wash your dishes when I visit at your house. And while that sounds all fine and well, you know, maybe the first time you do it, but then every time you go over there and that nigga got a buttload of dishes in his sink, and you're like, oh, okay, dishes just waiting on me to come wash them? No problem, because I'm that kind of bitch, I'm going to wash these dishes, because that's what I do for my man. All right, that's cool. Well, then, when you spend the night, you get up the next morning and you see, oh, he got laundry waiting. Is his laundry waiting for me to do it? Well, maybe so. You know, that's my dude. I don't mind doing stuff for him because he's my dude. So I'm going to go ahead and do this laundry for my man because I love him. I care for him. So I go ahead and I do some laundry. Wash it, take it out the washer, dryer, wait for it to finish. All the while he's out doing whatever he's doing, like maybe running around town, hanging out, or he might just be in the bed sleep. But either way, we're doing that useful thing. So I'll wash the clothes, get them out the dryer, shake them out, hang them up, fold them up, put them away, fold up his drawers. The holy ones laugh at him, but I fold them anyway. Put them in his drawer because I know the ones that he's been wearing for the last 8 years, that's probably his most comfortable ones. And actually, a lot of times it looks like most of them in the drawer be the same way, so might as well just go ahead and put them all in there. So once we get that all done, you know, and then he comes home, he's like, oh, you didn't have to do that. And you're like, oh, no, no, it's no problem. I don't mind. Yeah. And we're still going through this wonderful relationship, enjoying ourselves. And then one day he's like, oh, you know, I got some meat in there if you want to cook it. Okay. We think nothing of it. We go ahead and get the meat, throw it on the grill or put it in the oven. We go and buy some side dishes to go with it because he just said he has some meat. You know, a man got some meat. He might not have no vegetables or potatoes or nothing else to go with it, so you got to run to the store. And then on top of that, you got to buy some spice to go with it and some other stuff so you can make it taste good, right? Because he just said, I got some meat. He might have some salt. Might even have some seeds. You go ahead and you cook it up, making that wonderful meal. He comes and says, oh, that's so wonderful. And now you're feeling what? Useful. How exciting that you feel so useful because you have cooked up this meal. You've done some laundry. You've washed the dishes. Hell, you even cleaned the nigger's house for him. Got everything all nice and neat. And now he's kicked back enjoying this meal. And that's wonderful because you made yourself useful. Somewhere along the line, you didn't stop playing maid, cook, bottle washer. Sometimes even watching the kids, feeding and clothing them, bathing them, putting them to bed, letting them spend the night, whatever, combing hair, brushing teeth, changing diapers, doing all this shit for him because you want to make yourself useful. And somewhere in the back of our mind, sometimes we think, if I make myself useful, I'm indispensable. What? Exactly. Oh, indispensable. For y'all that don't know, that means he needs me. He can't do without me. Then doing all this stuff, handling all this business for him, sometimes we're going to pay a bill or give him some money. He might be short. We're going to make a little deposit in his account. Because we love our man, you know. We just think, hey, that's my dude. I would do anything for him. So I'm making myself useful. Realize the truth. I want you to listen carefully now. Realize the truth about being useful. When you're being so damn useful, you're setting yourself up to be used. That's right. As long as you're going to cook, clean, wash the dishes, do the laundry, take care of the kids, give him money, guess what? The man will continue to use you. Now, let's flip it around here, because then we're thinking, well, no, it's okay, because, you know, he does nice things for me. What does he do for you? You have to think about that when you're being useful. And he needs to be doing something more for you than just leaving you with a wet pussy. Got to be more to life than that. And I know we talked about this before. I just want to remind you. Ain't no fun having a wet pussy in an empty pocketbook. That's for the bird. That's some bullshit right there. I wouldn't have it. But it's okay, because if that's your thing, then that's cool. But guess what? This is me, and I'm talking to you. I'm also talking to you, you, and you too. Well, and I guess you might want to talk to me, and I think that's okay. Because if you really got something to say, you can certainly call the line and talk to me. The number, if you really, really bold enough and you think you want to talk to me, it's 347-58. And when you dial the line, press the number 1. Let the switchboard know that you want to talk to me. And they'll let me know and put you in on the show. But at this point, since you ain't talking to me, I'm talking to you. I'm also talking to you, you, and you. So, ladies, I just want to say, you know, let's not put ourselves in that useful category. We don't need to be useful because we don't need to be used. Oh, by the way, I didn't want to just limit this to just relationships with your boyfriend and your man and all that. be at work. And when they at work on their job, they try to make themselves useful. They start making up shit to do, work to do, things that to do that they feel like they're the only ones that can do it. They set shit up on their computer, and then you got to send them the stuff, documents, and all kind of stuff, for them to have on their computer. And then when they out sick, can't nobody get to the shit, and can't nothing get done. Shoot. You don't need to make yourself that useful. That's really not even making yourself useful. That's just being dumb. So guess what? When you come back to work, all that work is sitting there waiting for you when they realize that you're back on the job. So you're not really making yourself useful. You are setting yourself up, once again, to be used. Now, I know I just keep saying, ladies, ladies, ladies. You hear me? You hear me talking to you. But I also want to throw this out to men. Yeah, that's right, brothers. Sometimes you try to make yourself useful, too. You running around buying food and bringing it over her house, and you turning around and buying bottles. You popping bottles and paying for all kind of bullshit, buying things for her, buying things for her friends, buying stuff for the kids. And you're like, well, I'm eating too, so I might as well feed everybody else. But guess what? You are making yourself useful as well. And when you make yourself useful, what happens? You set yourself up to be used. Now, here's some more wisdom for you. If you happen to set yourself up to be used, don't be mad when you realize and wake up out of your dream or that functioning coma that you kind of walk around in and you realize, I'm being used. You can't be mad at nobody but yourself because that's how you started it off. If you start a friendship and you always buying, you always paying, and I know, hey, we got this chivalry thing. We talked about that a few weeks ago. And the man wants to be chivalrous and he wants to pay because he's a man and a gentleman. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, brother, just know if that's how you start and it continues to go and you absolutely let it continue to go, then that's what's going to happen because you set yourself up. You were being useful and now you've been used. Can't blame nobody but yourself. It ain't my fault. I'm just telling you the real deal. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you. This is T.A.M., and I'm talking to you, you, and I'm also talking to you. I like talking to y'all. I'm glad you're listening, because I'm telling the honest to God truth, trying to keep some knowledge, trying to help you wake up and stop walking around letting things happen to you. It's time for you to start making things happen. Don't let nobody tell you it ain't going to happen. You're just dreaming. It's just a pipe dream. Well, that's fine. If you don't have no dreams, I don't need you coming around me crushing my dreams. Take that shit somewhere else and gone with your dumb self. If you want to continue to be the negative Nelly, you could negative Nelly your ass on over there somewhere because I'm not trying to hear that. My dream, whether you consider it a pipe dream or not, is still my dream, and I'm the one who knows how to make my dreams happen. And to you, I'm also talking to you and you and you and anybody else who wants to listen. And guess what? I don't give a damn if you listen or not. I'm still talking to you. I'm also talking to you. So there. Now what you gonna do about it? Not a damn thing. Anyway. I appreciate you listening. I'm glad that we had this time together. And, hey, I'm also talking to you. This is T and you, and I'm also talking to you, too. Have a good night. Peace.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.